and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. We've got a very exciting guest lined up. He is the host of television's Motor Week and has been for many years, since its inception. Auto World's been on the air since 1992, and I can tell you that over the years I've always enjoyed the presence of this gentleman on the airways with me. He's always one of my favorite guests, and we invite you to participate via the telephone if you have a question at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, who is this mystery man? He's the host of TV's Motor Week. He's also the executive producer. He's the one and only Mr. John Davis. John, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, and I'm doing great. Hope you are, and thanks for having me on.
Well, I can't believe it's 32 years. Is that correct?
No. Don't make me older than I am, Bob. You're close, though. 29.
And 29.
Our 30th anniversary will be next year. So
just around the corner.
You're a young kid by our standards.
Very good. And, of course, you have an extensive background. Easy enough for me to say, in television, having worked on the Louis Rukeyser program for many years as well.
Yeah, I actually, I mean, there was some overlap, so when I say this, it doesn't make me sound like I'm ancient, but I did produce or executive produce Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser for most of its 30-year run, and then I've done Motor Week now for 29 years. So somebody said, well, you've executive produced two of the longest running shows on public television. I said, gosh, that really makes me sound ancient, but it was a great time. It's a good ride, and it's continuing.
That's wonderful. And of course, with technology today, I can't believe it, but you can actually go back on a website and look at road tests from years ago.
Oh, absolutely. We have some of the road tests are on our home site, which is motorweek.org or motorweek.com. Or you can get to us from pbs.org. But if you go over to cars.com, one of our partners, and you click on their video area, there's about 500 of our road tests on there. So if you're, you know, have a recently, a collector car or a fairly recent used car, you can go back 3, 4, 5 years and pretty much see what we thought of the car then and see the pictures. And sometimes it's pretty funny just to see, you know, how things have changed over that period of time.
Absolutely. When we go back and look at the cars of the early 80s, I remember back then, you know, a 157-horsepower Mustang was a lot of power. When the Camaro came in 1982 there, I forget the two-port injected engine. I believe it was like 205 horsepower. I mean, this was big stuff.
Well, you remember, Bob, that back in the late 70s and early 80s when everybody was battling all the new emission controls, all the horsepower ratings just dropped like a stone. I remember my 79 Corvette, I think, had something like 175 horsepower. Your average four-cylinder sedan has got more horsepower than that today, so a lot's changed.
It certainly has, and technology-wise as well, John, when you stop and think of the early 80s versus 2010 here, I mean, who would believe that we would have all the stuff that's available now from satellite navigation to the OnStar-like systems to high entertainment to everything from satellite radio to HD radio to being able to have movies in the car for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, we've come a long way.
We have. You know, there's so much that's voice-activated now, and we've seen a couple of systems that within a year or so we're going to have active Internet access inside the cars, which I'm not so sure is a good thing. But it's coming very fast. I mean, the most obvious stuff you mentioned, which is in the entertainment or infotainment area, but look under the hood, you know, a fly-by-wire, just like they use in aircraft and all sorts of sophisticated electronic controls that have given us, besides more power, a much, much cleaner exhaust and much, much better fuel economy.
So true. And another thing that we take for granted today, that cars are a lot more reliable today than they were 29 years ago, and hence that's why there are so many older cars combined with the economy, of course, on the road today.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, the old thing about they don't make them like they used to. Thank goodness. I remember our family had a 1964 Ford Galaxy 500. It was top of the line.
Sure.
And by the time it had, you know, pardon?
Yeah, I remember as well. My family had one of those as well.
Yeah, but by the time it got 20,000 miles, Bob, remember that the tires were shot, the shocks were shot, the alternator, I guess it still had a generator, that was shot. I mean, virtually everything on the car had to be redone or replaced. And nowadays, really, if you take halfway decent care of a car, you shouldn't have any major problems for upwards of 100,000 miles.
It is so true, and when you look at the maintenance intervals as well, I mean, who would believe, you know, of course, today they have synthetic oil in a lot of vehicles and other kind of innovative fluids that you could go 10,000 miles, 12,000 miles
right.
without an oil change.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in synthetic oil. Pretty much from day one, I started running it in my vehicles. And even my old 79 Buick leather that I stole not too long ago, it had run on synthetic most of its life, and it got up there in miles, but it never used a drop.
I remember at least at one time you owned one of my dream cars, and that was a Pantera. Do you still have that?
No, I wish I did. Like so many people, that went the way of that went so I could get a mortgage. that was a nice pre-marriage car. I miss it all the time. My Di Tommaso Pantera. It was a 73 L model. It was the first ones with the rubber bumpers, which a lot of people didn't like, but I thought it made it look slicker. But yeah, I was like the second owner of the car, and I have no idea where the car is today. I should look up the VIN. But it was a lot of fun. It taught me a lot about repair. because, you know, the engine was a Boss Mustang engine, and that was no problem. But you had a Porsche racing transmission. You had Lucas Electrics. You had all sorts of strange motors doing windows and wipers with configurations I've never seen before. So I learned a lot about working on European cars from that car, and I still miss it. It was a great-looking exotic, and still is.
When you look back at over the 29 years of testing, and we'll get into the number of vehicles that you test in the course of a year, but have there been one or two or three dream rides that you've had? I know that I got a chance to drive a Ferrari Enzo once briefly. That was just an incredible experience. How about yourself, John?
Well, yes, I did, and that was, at the time, one of my all-time favorites. I have to say it's a bit of a movable feast. For a while, I couldn't get enough Dodge Vipers. I guess my current lottery car, if I woke up and won the Powerball tomorrow, would probably be the Audi R8. But, it's kind of a movable feast. I'm not sure if there was one car that I still would like to own, I'd have to say it was what you've already mentioned. I'd go back and try and find my old Pantera or one like it.
Yeah, that is so common. Lots of folks will do that. They go back to what they once owned, and I agree with you with the R8.
Living your youth, Bob.
Exactly.
You know, it's like you can remember how young you were and that you could actually crawl under the darn thing and put yourself in a pretzel position to work on it.
And didn't have any repercussions later. You know?
Right, exactly.
And the R8 is another vehicle that has never made its way up here to the New England press fleet. I have never driven an R8, but from the outside, I mean, this is the 24/7 supercar, that and the 911 Turbo, and I guess you could throw the GTR in the mix as well, but looks combined with that performance, combined with that Quattro, that's one of my lottery cars, John, too.
You're absolutely right, babe. Good choice.
We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, it's time to unveil the Driver's Choice Awards for 2010. I didn't make it to the Chicago Auto Show this year, so can't wait to hear what John has to say. And if you want to say hello to John, here's the telephone number, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your presence each and every week at this time. Our special guest is John Davis. He is the executive producer and host of Motor Week, been around for 29 years. The award-winning series is seen on PBS Speed and V-Me. I know you told me last year what that is, and I still...
V-Me.
Okay.
That's a digital Spanish language channel that a lot of public television stations have. So if you have digital service, you can get it on your cable, or you can get it over the airways. And we do a Spanish language version of Motor Week.
Oh, cool.
and it's in about 70 markets, the major markets where there are significant Hispanic population, and it's growing. It's gotten very good acceptance, and it kind of was a dream of mine for a long time to be able to do, and now we're doing it.
Wonderful. How many vehicles in the course of a year do you and the Motor Week team actually get to do testing on, or at least do a little bit of work on?
About 150, and that's a round number, but what it consists of is about 75 full-blown road tests.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we may have, two vehicles in that test. And then we also do short tests with vehicles that we put into segments called car keys, which are normally first impressions, first drive. And then we also have a fleet of long-term cars, which can number up to a dozen. So when you put it all together, it comes out to around 150 vehicles pass through our doors every year.
That's a pretty significant number. So
a lot of cars.
Putting the Driver's Choice Awards together each year must be a little bit of a battle, to say the least. I imagine certain members of the staff probably are in favor of one vehicle, and there must be some heated arguments, I would imagine.
You use the right word, battle, because what we do is we draw up a list of vehicles that we're going to consider for each of our categories, and then come about the first Friday in December, we lock ourselves in the office for about half a day, and we go through the list, and we battle, and we argue, and we pull out paperwork and talk about, the performance results, and at the end of that, we normally are exhausted and come out with our list, and which we unveil every year at the Chicago Auto Show.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about this year's list. It's quite amazing, as usual. Lots of cool vehicles on here. Beginning with the best small car, lots of folks are, one of the big words that they're throwing around or phrases in the automotive world these days, John, is small is big. Lots of people are getting into small cars, and so this is a category that's definitely getting more and more attention. Best small car.
Best small car is the Mazda 3. Now, the Mazda 3 got a substantial facelift. And we've always liked the car, but we liked it even more with the work they did on the new model to the Mazda Speed 3, their high-performance version. So we found that we like the basic car. We think it's a very good, cut above the average small car for commuting and so forth. It has the driver in mind. It just feels much better in the hand. On the other hand, the Mazda Speed 3 just kind of blows us away and brings back all those images of hot hatchbacks back from the early 80s. So it was hands down winner for best small car, and that's a tough category.
It definitely is. One thing I think that they did very well with the Mazda 3 is, again, bring kind of some of the luxury car options and features into, what is basically or was up until the recent introduction of the Mazda 2, an entry-level vehicle. And you can't argue also with that performance of that Mazda Speed 3. What an amazing little engine and a torque meister indeed.
Yeah, a lot of people, including us, have pitted the Mazda Speed 3 against the Volkswagen GTI. And, you could argue, and I think it's a good argument, that if you are under road course conditions and so forth, that the Volkswagen GTI is maybe a little bit better handler, and it's certainly a little more sophisticated. But, American drivers like their power, and we like to blast from stoplight to stoplight. And when you start doing that in the GTI, it just doesn't cut it. The Speed 3 is really a car that feels at home on American roads and with American drivers. And that was one of the reasons it beat out the VW.
That's a really good point, because lots of colleagues here in the business are in love with the GTI. It has never been, I've always respected it, but it has never been a personal favorite of mine stylistically. It's the same old thing reinvented over and over again. And you're right, I think it's because, I like the good old-fashioned American torque.
Right.
Let's talk about
that. The GTI is a great little car, but, you could also say it's a little bit boring.
Yeah, it is a little bit boring. Another vehicle that's received a lot of attention has taken home the best family sedan, always a very important category, and you can get many different flavors of this car, including a performance flavor.
You're talking about the Ford Taurus, of course, our best family sedan, and what's unusual about us picking the Taurus is that The Taurus is now a full-size car, so it's a notch up from your typical family sedan, which are mostly mid-size. But that whole area has been growing in size, and we think the Taurus really hits all the buttons. And then you mentioned the show. The SHO is back. It's got the twin-turbo powertrain in it that really shows you that you can get the same kind of performance from a V8 and do better fuel economy. So the work that Ford did on redesigning the Taurus and probably trying to put it back to its former glory, I think, is a real standout. And I really think it's the best product they've got on the market right now.
Yeah, they definitely did their homework on this one. And also another brand that has really kind of reinvented itself has taken home the best luxury sedan. Most people right now probably think we're going to say something from Lexus, but it's not. It's from another company. Tell us the winner of the Driver's Choice Award in the category Best Luxury Sedan.
Well, it's the new Buick LaCrosse. And if some, you know, if your eyes are rolling back in your head, it's probably because you're still thinking of the previous Buick LaCrosse. This is a totally different car. The only thing it has in similar with the original LaCrosse is, frankly, the name. Spectacular-looking car outside. The best interior General Motors has ever done, and, frankly, the best interior on any domestic vehicle today on the inside. Powertrains are great. It's a solid car. It's nice to drive. Gives the Lexus ES a real run for its money. And it beat out the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, largely because it provided so much car for the money. And we were just enamored. What got me is, you know, Buick had this image of being an old person's car. And, frankly, it was the youngest people on our staff that insisted that this was the car that won this award.
Wow. Now, that is surprising, definitely.
Yeah.
You're right about the interior. I mean, some of that hand stitching, which is on the LaCrosse, that's big buck stuff.
Yeah, I do believe in the last several vehicles that GM has launched, the ones basically that came out right before or during their bankruptcy, really have interiors that are not just world class, but have pushed the envelope for affordable cars.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about best small utility and large utility pickup truck and lots more. John Davis is with us, so don't touch that dial.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here tonight on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with John Davis, the host of Motor Week on PBS, as well as available on a number of other outlets. And John, the best place for folks to find out exactly where they can see Motor Week time-wise and distribution-wise, is it the official Motor Week website?
Yes, Bob, motorweek.org or motorweek.com. Either one of those will get you. And then you click on the button at the top that says on the air, and you'll get to our station guide. And it's pretty up to date. We basically update it about once a month as to stations, time, and day of the week.
Excellent. Let's talk about the best small utility vehicle. This is a growing category. More and more people seem to be going small with their SUVs as well.
You're right, and I think it's small is probably a relative word, but the Chevrolet Equinox, which is kind of what we used to call a midsize, but now it's considered a compact utility, it blew us away again like the LaCrosse because of its quality outside and in, but there was one factor that really put it over the top. The Equinox, with its base four-cylinder engine and six-speed automatic transmission, and I'm talking about the two-wheel drive model, has better fuel economy rating than every other crossover and utility out there, no matter what size, no matter what it's powered by, whether it's hybrid or not. And we have duplicated those results over and over again. And it just shows you what you can do with existing engineering without having to go the route of hybrids and something more complex. So we just think they did a great job.
Absolutely. It's won lots of accolades, and certainly the Driver's Choice Awards is right up there with the accolades that have been bestowed upon the Chevrolet Equinox. Let's talk about the best large utility vehicle. This vehicle also has been around for a while, but significantly improved in recent times.
Yeah, the Honda Pilot, it's the second year that the newest Pilot has won our best large utility, and this is A very competitive market, too. Honda did something different with the Pilot, and it's not everybody's cup of tea. They took a very good crossover and made it look more like a traditional rugged SUV. They maintained the eight-passenger seating. They improved on fuel economy substantially. But if you're looking for a family, big family SUV that feels really rugged but yet is totally modern, that's what we think the Pilot has that no other vehicle in its market does. So it stood out to us, and they did something different, and we liked it.
In the area of pickup trucks, always a battle here between the domestics, Ford,
right,
Chevrolet, and Dodge. And this year, the folks from Dodge took home the Driver's Choice Award. Tell us about the Rams.
Right. This is the second year that the Ram has won our best pickup truck. And this year, we broadened it out to include the Ram 2500 and 3500, so the three-quarter and one-ton. And last year, when the 1500 won, we liked it because it really was a personal-use truck. It had coil springs, suspension in the rear, and it has the saddlebags that you can get, the Ram box. No other truck, we thought, really caters to the multi-purpose family buyer like the Ram. But now they've expanded that with new three-quarter and full-ton trucks that are just as rugged as anything on the market. And, of course, you've got the Cummins diesel there as well. So we really think they cover more of the pickup market better now than anybody else does. And that's saying something when you figure Ford has two truck lines they do it with, and Chevrolet's getting ready to come out with a new HD as well. So the Ram now, as it's called, since they've made that a separate division, the Ram 1500 and up tends to be, continues to be our choice.
Let's talk about the best eco-friendly vehicle, and certainly this vehicle has been in the news a lot lately, but not because it won the Driver's Choice Award, John.
No, the third-generation Toyota Prius is our best eco-friendly car, and despite the publicity it's gotten about the brakes, which, frankly, we, after testing two different vehicles in extremely difficult conditions, never experienced any problems. You know, it's much better than the previous Prius, much more comfortable, lots of new technology, 50-mile-per-gallon fuel economy that is real. You can duplicate it, and not just on flat, smooth ground, but in mountains as well. We think the Prius sets new standards for family cars. Not the biggest, but it basically, if you're looking for a five-passenger vehicle for a growing family, and you are into fuel economy because it is a little bit more expensive than other cars its size, but we think the Prius is the wave of the future, and that's why it won our best eco-friendly award.
Let's talk a little bit about the recall situation with Toyota. What are your thoughts on the matter, John?
Well, I think they did a rotten job from day one as far as being transparent and telling the public what was going on. I personally think at this point, however, there's a lot of piling on going on from Congress and people that are complaining about problems that just don't sound logical. It'll be interesting. Tomorrow, Toyota's going to talk about the test they've done on their accelerator system to see if it could be an electronic problem. I personally think that it's probably not an electronic problem, but we'll see. The big problem is they weren't prepared to be the world's biggest automaker, and they've been too secretive, and now they're paying the price. They'll come out of this okay. I think, frankly, their quality image has been damaged, and it'll take a long time for that to come back. But it sort of levels the playing field. And a lot of things that Toyota does, we personally think, are no better than a lot of other manufacturers. And now I think that playing field has been leveled.
Definitely. And it looks like it's a story that's going to continue to evolve. Do you think it's going to drag out for a little while longer, John?
You bet. There's blood in the water. I said this from day one. And it's being dragged out for political reasons. It's going to be dragged out for years and years because of litigation. You know, the Toyota faithful are still faithful. Their sales last month were not down nearly as much as a lot of wags thought it would be. But on the other hand, if you're new in the market, you're going to look at Toyota and say, well, you know, Ford looks good, GM looks good, Nissan, Honda look good. So they've lost that aura, and I don't think they'll actually ever get that back.
No, that is absolutely true. Let's talk about the best sports sedan winner for 2010 in the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards. This vehicle has won in the past, and it's won again this time.
The best sports sedan, BMW 3 Series, the quintessential sports sedan, has been and I think continues to be. However, this year what put it over the top is the new 335D diesel. If you have not driven a diesel, this is the one diesel to drive. You will not want to go back to a gasoline-powered car once you've done it. It's fast. It's economical. It's got more torque than you know what to do with, and it's all pure BMW.
Absolutely. I believe it's over 400 pound-feet of torque and really, really decent fuel economy and excellent choice. Now we're up to another one of my favorite categories, the best sport coupe. It's kind of the battle. So the muscle car wars are back here, except modern style. Which vehicle took home the honor?
It's the Chevrolet Camaro, and next year it may be the Ford Mustang. It looks like the Camaro-Mustang wars are back. But, you know, the Camaro was the hands-down winner among our staff. We actually had very little disagreement. Almost everybody loves the styling, the retro cabin with little things like the digital radio controls. When you start changing the channel, they look like an old dial-type radio. I mean, that's just really cool stuff. Everywhere you looked in the car was a touch of nostalgia. Yeah, totally modern, 300 horsepower V6, great fuel economy, but it has that low-roof, squinty window style that made the original Camaro so popular. And there's a lot of nostalgia there for guys like myself. And I'm glad to see these sport coupes, including the Mustang, and the Challenger getting their day again, because they were great cars 40 years ago, and they're great cars again.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the muscle cars, and we'll move on to performance cars, convertibles, and dream machines. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Well, I sold a car, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I sold a car, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk. Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo, it kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags and stash and just go off for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live all across North America. Thanks for joining us. 800-259-9231. If anybody wants to say hello to John Davis, host of Television's Motor Week on the air for 29 years. We're running down the Driver's Choice Awards for 2010, and we just announced the Best Sport Coupe Award to the Chevrolet Camaro. And, John, I agree with you. I love all three of the modern-day muscle cars. The Camaro, you got to love the exterior styling, and I love the interior on the Mustang, and of course, anxious to drive the new engines that the Mustang just have announced for 2011. And the Challenger, I love the usability of the Challenger, the fact that it's got a real trunk and it's got...
And a real back seat.
And a real back seat, yeah. I took a SRT8 Challenger on a little road trip here throughout New England, and I was just blown away how much luggage and stuff that you can put in there, which you can't in either the Mustang or the Camaro.
No, really, I think the Challenger sort of is the pony car for a family.
Exactly.
Others, it are more like, it's you and maybe your best partner.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the best performance car. There are so many wonderful performance cars out there. This must have been a hard one to narrow down.
Yeah, our best performance car typically will go to a European vehicle or a Japanese vehicle, an import. And it does once again. It's a lot of people are a little bit surprised. It's the Audi S4. I don't know of any performance vehicle that puts more into a tidy little package. High output, frugal engines, all wheel drive, fantastic chassis tuning. Not to mention just Audi interiors, which I think are right up there with the latest that GM is doing. It's in their class. It pretty much stood heads and shoulders above, and it fought with the S5 for the title, but our group basically decided the flexibility of having four doors won them over.
Yeah, Audi does interiors like a few automakers, you're right, and you can't argue with the performance of either the S4 or the S5, but one thing, going to the new supercharged six-cylinder power plant. I believe the new S4, compared to the previous generation, which was a V8, is significantly less expensive, isn't it, John?
It's less expensive, and it's also, of course, much better on fuel economy. The S4 right now is about $46,000. I'm pretty sure the one before it was well into the 50s.
Absolutely. Let's talk convertibles. Again, another hotly contested category, and maybe a little bit of a surprise in the winner.
Well, it was for us, and I frankly was surprised that our staff picked it. Normally, convertibles, we've always picked four-place convertibles. The idea is, you could double date in one. This one you can't. It's a Nissan 370Z Roadster. We have picked some Roadsters before, but not in a while, and it just basically took us by storm. You get all the great handling of the 370Z, which is undeniably the best sports car for the money in the world. And now you've taken the top. You made it a much better-looking convertible than the previous generation. It's a good-looking soft top. Still have some luggage space. You've got all that style. And it won us all over, including me. I was a late convert, but I agree with the results.
Let's talk another one of my favorite categories, and you and I always have fun with this, the best dream machine. It's always hard to narrow it down to one or two or three or four or five,
right.
But you picked two, and they're both wonderful vehicles.
And I mentioned it earlier when we were talking about our lottery-winning cars. One is the Audi R8 5.2 FSI, the V10 version of the R8. We love the initial 4.2 V8. The V10, though, makes it a true supercar. And, of course, our other choice is the Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG, which is not only a new rebirth of the original Mercedes Gullwing, but it's also the very first car that AMG, Mercedes Supertune organization, has actually designed themselves.
Yes.
They did a great job, although I have to tell you, Bob, I was just crawling in one a few days ago, and, you know, those Gullwing doors don't leave you a whole lot to get hold on to, so if you're not pretty nimble, it's a little bit of a challenge. But
yep.
What a wonderful car.
Absolutely. I jumped in one at the Detroit Auto Show, and you're right. I mean, those Gullwing doors are manual, no power assist, and you've got those really wide sills. I used to think the old Corvette C4 sills were wide, but
right.
This is a whole different ball game here in the SLS. But lots of great detailing on the interior, and the exterior styling has been somewhat controversial, but I think it's going to grow on people. And if you look at it side by side with the original, you can see the heritage cues. And I also applaud Mercedes for, you know, following on the heels of their last Halo car, the SLR McLaren carbon fiber, $400,000+ that they're now in the Halo car market with still a very expensive car, aluminum body, but half the price.
Yeah, I think basically the McLaren was a great car for its time. It celebrated a lot of the racing heritage that the company has. But frankly, you know, the market just wasn't there for it. It was too sophisticated for its market. Now you've got a car that is, you know, if you can call a couple hundred grand obtainable, it certainly is more so than the McLaren. But it's also a car that's filled with nostalgia. And, yeah, it's not the best-looking car on the road, but you know what? The original Gullwings weren't that well-received either.
No, that is very true. And another car that may creep onto your list next year, boy, just seeing in both Los Angeles and Detroit the Spider version of the R8, I was a little bit concerned how that style would translate into a convertible, but, boy, that's a drop-dead beautiful vehicle.
Now, you know, it's better looking than the Gullwing. When I first saw it, it actually still had some camouflage on it, but you could tell by the body proportions that they really worked very hard to make it a very, very attractive car. And I have to admit, I mean, I'd probably easily buy the Gullwing if I had the money, but I'd like to have space for the convertible as well.
Absolutely. It's only
I
want
right. to win a big lottery, Bob. Big lottery.
We both got to win the big lottery, definitely. And
yeah.
Now we're up to the big award, and you've only been doing this for how many years have you been doing the actual Best of the Year award?
It's been probably almost a decade where we added our Best of the Year. And you have to win one of the categories first, and then you get Best of the Year. And this year it's the Toyota Prius. Now, again, we understand there's been some controversy. Our awards were actually picked prior to all that, but it wouldn't have changed our opinion. We tested two Priuses very thoroughly. We never had a problem with them. We never had a hint of a problem. And for all the reasons I mentioned before, great fuel economy, much improved comfort, lots of very interesting technology. Really, if you called it a future car, you would be correct. And if your family's not too big, if you've got, you know, a couple of adults and growing children, it's the only family car you need.
It's very true. And in the press release that you put out on the 2010 Driver's Choice Awards, you quote Bob Carter, who is the Toyota Division Group Vice President and GM. And Bob's a great guy, and he points out that there are 800,000 of these currently on American roads, and certainly most people, when they think of hybrids, I mean, the Prius is the one that they think of before all others.
And that's true, but you know, the previous generation's Priuses to me were something of a fashion statement. A lot of people bought them, wanted to show off. This car, I think, dots all the I's and crosses the T's as a real car that's got real people in mind. And you don't have to worry about whether someone turns their head when you drive it by. You know you're in a very, very expertly engineered piece of work. I'm sorry they've got this controversy. I hope it gets solved pretty quickly. It's a software glitch. But that didn't detract from our enthusiasm for the car.
Absolutely. John, one more dream car to ask you about. This one I haven't driven. I know on the Motor Trend side of the fence, my other job there, only a couple of folks have driven it. But have you driven the now out-of-production Bugatti Veyron?
No, we have not. We basically were at some of the original unveilings of the cars. One of our staff did drive the car briefly when it was very, very first unveiled, but not since then. Actually, the closest I've been to one, besides an auto show, was that picture that everybody was running of the one that wound up in the swamp down in Texas.
Yes.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't want to be that guy.
And it's interesting with Lexus's choice to come out with a supercar in this particular economy, the LFA, and it's made of advanced materials, $400,000. They say they're only going to lease it. I don't know. It's kind of interesting timing.
It's terrible timing, and I think they should have figured out when Mercedes was backing away from McLaren that the timing was evaporating. Now, I haven't driven that one either. They say it drives fantastically, but I think it's the wrong car for the wrong time.
Absolutely. John, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. As I said earlier, hope to get a chance to say hello to you at the New York Auto Show.
We'll make a point of it, Bob. Thanks very much for having me on today, and all of my best. I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.